The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Good morning and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff. I'm Steven Serta. Let's begin our preparation for Wild Card Weekend as the NFL postseason gets underway on Thursday, January 13th. NFL Daily Kickoff is brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That's code SBNNFL only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. The Indianapolis Colts season didn't end exactly how they had planned when they got upset by the Jacksonville Jaguars in Week 18. Just a brutal loss that cost them a playoff bid. In fact, it was so brutal that Indianapolis Colts owner Jim Irsay felt the need to release a statement on Twitter that read, "Dear Colts fans, when we started 0-3, we knew the rest of the season would be an uphill climb. We all were hopeful we could dig our way out of the hole and reach the playoffs, and we should have. But we ended our season in perhaps the worst way possible and missed our chance to compete for history. The buck stops with me, and the experience makes me even more determined to bring Indiana a contending team. We are already working toward the future, and I'm going to do whatever it takes to put us in position to win next year and for years to come. As always, thank you for your support of the Colts in 2021. This was a rough end to our year, but this bad taste will fuel and motivate us even more next season. I promise you there are some exciting days to come." Sounds like a statement made by a losing football team. After the Giants announced on Tuesday they were parting ways with head coach Joe Judge, Giants president John Mara had some candid answers when he met with the media over Zoom, saying he wishes he had taken more time with hires in the past and knows he has to earn back fans' trust, and that won't happen overnight. The Giants did interview Bills assistant GM Joe Schoen for their general manager position on Wednesday as they continue that and their head coaching search. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur said that pass rusher Za'Darius Smith did practice on Wednesday. Great timing with 2 weeks of practice before the divisional round as the Packers are on bye over Wild Card Weekend. They get a week to rest up and prepare for their playoff opponent, and they also get an all-pro pass rusher back as they head towards the divisional round. It's also a busy week for Packers offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett while his team continues preparation for that playoff game. One of the more popular head coaching candidates, he interviews on Friday with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Then on Saturday, he is expected to interview with the Denver Broncos and Chicago Bears. Los Angeles Rams making a big-time move, signing longtime NFL safety Eric Weddle to play with them during their postseason campaign. This comes after an injury to safety Jordan Fuller. Weddle ended his career with the Rams before retiring after the 2019 NFL season. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers continue their preparation for Wild Card Weekend's matchup against the Philadelphia Eagles. They designated three players to return from injured reserve: linebacker Lavonte David, running back Leonard Fournette, and running back Giovanni Bernard. Head coach Bruce Arians also confirmed that wide receiver Cyril Grayson and running back Ronald Jones are doubtful for Sunday's contest. The Bears requested permission to interview Patriots director of scouting Elliot Wolf for their open general manager position. They also requested permission from the Pittsburgh Steelers to interview vice president Omar Khan. 49ers star left tackle Trent Williams, who sat out Week 18, did not participate in practice on Wednesday. He's still dealing with that elbow injury. It was reported on Wednesday by NFL reporter Aaron Wilson that highly regarded Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels is focused solely on preparations for the NFL playoffs. He is not expected to pursue any head coaching opportunities during the postseason. McDaniels does reportedly have significant interest across the league, but it sounds like he's expected to stay put with New England. Seattle Seahawks Pro Bowl safety Quandre Diggs underwent successful surgery earlier this week to repair his broken fibula and dislocated ankle. The surgery reportedly went well with no complications. Diggs now has a 4 to 5 month recovery time. Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts, who's preparing for their contest against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, was a full participant in practice on Wednesday. He's still battling that ankle injury that's been bothering him for several weeks. The Jaguars head coaching hunt stays active as they are expected to interview Bama offensive coordinator and ex-Texans head coach Bill O'Brien later today. With 4 playoff appearances and 6 seasons in Houston, O'Brien has a strong resume on the field, though it kind of fell apart at the end there in Houston. The Kansas City Chiefs will take on the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday Night Football this week. Tyreek Hill, who was limited last week with a heel injury, did return to practice on Wednesday for the Chiefs. The Chiefs also have reinforcements at the running back, as Clyde Edwards-Helaire and Darrell Williams were both spotted at practice on Wednesday. If you remember back to Week 16, the Chiefs totally dominated the Pittsburgh Steelers at Arrowhead Stadium, winning that contest 36-10. Ben Roethlisberger spoke with the media today about that game and what his expectations are for Sunday night and what could possibly be his final NFL game. And he's playing the underdog card.
Yeah, I mean, we're probably 20-point underdogs, and we're going to the number one team that's, I know they're not the number one seed, but they're the number one team that's won the AFC the last 2 years, arguably the best team in football. We don't have a chance, so let's just go in and play and have fun.
Well, Ben's not wrong. The Chiefs are currently a 13-point favorite in that contest, according to the DraftKings Sportsbook. The NFL's television ratings continue to absolutely dominate across the country. NFL games ranked as 91 of the top 100 telecasts on television during 2021. The NFL notched every single one of the top 16, as well as 48 of the top 50. That's all I got for you on Thursday, January 13th. Please make sure to subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show. It's available for you on all major podcast platforms. While you're there, please leave a kind rating and review. Stay tuned for later today as it's the look ahead with RJ Ochoa and Rob Stats Guerrero. I'm Steven Serta. I'll talk to you soon.